Shalom Aleichem, everybody. After the limbs of the Korban Tamid are thrown on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim that ran to the Beis HaMikdash when the Magrefa crashed on the ground, now they bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. And after the Kohanim bow down, they prostrate themselves in the Beis HaMikdash, it is time for Birkas Kohanim. It's time for the Kohanim to bless B'nai Yisrael. All of the Kohanim go and they stand on the steps of the Ulam. And I'll say that I sent a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash to help describe today's FMM. So the Kohanim go to the steps of the Ulam, which is also called the Duchan, the Duchen. In modern Hebrew, Duchan means a stand or a podium or a platform. And the steps leading up to the Ulam served as a Duchan, as a Duchan, as a platform for the Kohanim to stand when they give a bracha to the people. And that's why a lot of people nowadays call Birkas Kohanim in Shul Duchening, going up to the Duchan, to the platform, to perform Birkas Kohanim. It comes from what the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash. So the various Kohanim go to the Duchan, to the Duchan, to the steps of the Ulam, and the five Kohanim who worked in the Beis HaMikdash already this morning stand on those steps with the Kelim. They stand on the south side of those steps. Which five Kohanim already worked inside the Beis HaMikdash so far this morning? Number one, the Kohen who had cleaned the inner Mizbeach. Number two, the Kohen who had cleaned the Menorah. Number three, the Kohen who had brought the coals for the Ktores. Number four was the Kohen who had burned the Ktores, who brought the Ktores. And number five, it was the Kohen that held the Ktores in the bowl and poured it into the hands of the Kohen who brought the Ktores. And those five Kohanim stand on the southern edge of the steps of the Ulam. If you're facing the Ulam, that's on the left. And again, I sent a diagram with today's FMM to help visualize all this. And all of the other Kohanim who bowed in the Beis HaMikdash, they now stand on those steps as well, to the north of those five Kohanim, to our right, if we're facing them. And now it's time for the Kohanim to bless the people. This is Birkas Kohanim, the Birkas Kohanim that we read about in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Naso, in Perek Vav, beginning in Pasuk Chaf Dalid. The Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, tells us that this Birkas Kohanim is similar in many ways, and different in some ways, from what people in Eretz Yisrael are used to every morning, and what people outside of Eretz Yisrael are used to on Yamim Tovim and on the Yamim Noraim. One of the differences, and we'll see more, is in the Beis HaMikdash, the name of Hashem is said in its full way, with a Yud and a He and a Vav and a He, the full name of Hashem. And outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we pronounce it Aleph and Dalid and Nun and Yud. So during Birkas Kohanim, in the Beis HaMikdash, the full name of Hashem is pronounced, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's nickname, so to speak, the Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud, is pronounced. And that difference impacts another difference between Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. The way the Kohanim hold their hands. What does that mean? Well, this bracha is called Nesias Kapayim, lifting of the hands. And that's based on a pasuk in Parshas Shmini, in Sefer Vayikra. The Torah there tells us that Aaron lifted his hands when he blessed the people. And so now, every Kohen must lift their hands when they bless the people too. So in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim perform Nesias Kapayim by lifting their hands above their heads, with their fingers extended, and it's in full respect of the full name of Hashem. I will say parenthetically that the Kohen Gadol does not lift his hands above his head because he is wearing the tzitz, the golden forehead plate. And the tzitz had the name of Hashem engraved on it, and therefore it wouldn't be right for the Kohen Gadol to lift his hands above the name of Hashem. But for the rest of the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, they all the Kohanim other than the Kohen Gadol, lift their hands above their head. And outside of the Beis HaMikdash, all of the Kohanim lift their hands only to their chests, not higher. They have to lift their hands because that's Nesias Kapayim, lifting of the hands. But they cannot lift their hands too high because they have to remind themselves and they have to remind us that they're not in the Beis HaMikdash. And they did not recite Hashem's full name. And once they raise their hands, one person reads the brachos word for word, just like you and I are used to nowadays, and outside the Beis HaMikdash. He says Yivarechacha, and the Kohanim repeat Yivarechacha. He says Hashem, and they say Hashem, and on through all three brachos. However, unlike what we do today outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where we say Amen after each of the three brachos, in the Beis HaMikdash, the people do not respond Amen after each pasuk. Rather, in the Beis HaMikdash, the brachos are all read together, and the people only say Amen after the final pasuk. In fact, the Mishnah calls Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash bracha achas, one bracha, because unlike what happens outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they only answer Amen once at the end of all three psukim. And the Gemara says in Maseches Tanis, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, that when the Kohanim finish their bracha, all the people respond with a bracha of their own. That's a paraphrase from a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Hey. The people say, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam V'yad Ha'olam, Blessed is Hashem, God of all Israel, God of Israel for all of eternity. That's Birkas Kohanim, and next time we'll see what happens afterwards. Imitz Hashem, I'll see you next time in the Mikdash.